ladies, and welcome back to our Proverbs 31 podcast. Today we'll be reading through several verses and doing more of a broad overview of the things the Proverbs 31 woman does, and then my plan is to come back in later episodes and discuss each verse more in detail. Let's read verses 13 through 27, and then we'll also read verse number 30. So join me in your Bible, and it reads, "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestries for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." Then skip with me to verse 30. "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." I wanted to make a list of the actions done by this woman in the verses we just read. She seeks, works, brings, rises, provides, considers, buys, plants, girds, strengthens, perceives, stretches out her hand, extends her hand, reaches out her hand, makes, supplies, watches, and fears the Lord. She is a busy woman. You do not find her struggling with laziness. She has jobs to do and she handles her business. I wanted to look at a few passages that talk about laziness, and the Bible has more than a few verses that speak ill of this behavior. Turn to Proverbs chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 6 through 11. Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11. "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Now turn to chapter 10, and let's read verse number 26. Proverbs 10, verse 26. "As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him." Chapter 13, verse number 4. "The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." Chapter 18, verse number 9. "He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer." 19, verse 15. "Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger." 20, verse 4. "The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing." Let's see. Also verse number 13 of that same chapter. "Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread." Now chapter 21, verse number 25. "The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor." And finally, let's look at chapter 26, verse number 14. "As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed." Ladies, this behavior will damage your family. We all know we have days that we may be unproductive due to illness, whether it be physical or mental, taking care of a sick family member, or maybe just a day we need to take to unwind and relax. But these cannot be the majority of your days if it is within your power and ability to work. Taking self-care days and time for yourself here and there is not the same thing as laziness. Laziness is ongoing and not overcoming. There are some days you just do not want to wash or cook or clean, but you know if you do not, then no one else will. You know God gave this job to you to do in your home, and in your secular job, you would not be able to tell your boss, you just don't want to do anything today. Give your family your best. In order for you to strive to be the woman we read about in Proverbs 31, we must realize self-care is important. Caring for your spiritual health must be number one. We read in verses 26, the Proverbs 31 woman opens her mouth with wisdom. This can only be achieved by studying God's Word. Strive every day for yourself and your family that is watching to take time for God to speak to you. We also must talk to Him by taking time every day to pray. Go to God in prayer and talk to Him. Cast your cares upon Him. Offer up thanksgiving for your blessings. Praise Him. This step can help take care of your emotional health as well. Read with me Psalm number 4. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm number 4. We're going to read that entire chapter. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that grain and wine increase. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. He relieves our distress. He hears our prayers. He puts gladness in our heart, and He gives us peaceful rest. Care for your physical health with consistent workouts. Be active. This step can also help your emotional health as well. Many activities we engage in release endorphins. Some are healthy, such as exercise or yoga, and some are not so healthy, such as eating ice cream and chocolate. But of course, if you often exercise or do yoga, you can also have the ice cream and chocolate. So that's a win-win, I think. I did find out that these endorphins can help you with depression. They can help you with better sleep. There's so many benefits to releasing these endorphins. Exercise or yoga are beneficial to your physical and emotional health. So care for yourself daily and stay active and physically fit. This will greatly benefit you in your day-to-day tasks, regardless of your age. Ladies, I almost guarantee we have several days a week, if not every day, that we can devote to our spiritual, emotional, and physical health. You may have to sacrifice something, and most of the time that is sleep, but there are ways to fit all of these into your day. Now, here's my soapbox moment. Stay off of social media. If you have to sacrifice any time in order to study, pray, or be physically active, then the most beneficial sacrifice is your phone. I cannot in one short podcast relay to you the harmful effects of social media and your phone. And if it is true for you, it's also certainly true for your children. These devices and social media platforms are time thieves. And not only that, most are not godly. Even if what you're looking at or listening to is not sinful, most of the time it's just still not beneficial. We come away from these activities feeling angry, upset, paranoid, lacking, and unsatisfied with what we have. Can you imagine the Proverbs 30 woman rising while it is yet night to check her notifications? She doesn't have time for that nonsense. She's too busy to care about looking at pictures of what someone else is eating or looking at the third selfie of the day of a woman who would never be described in this chapter. Put your phones down, make your children put their phones down, and you all get busy. Now, all of this business of her day and the busyness of our days, it is important to think about ways we can slow down and at some point just be still. Again, this is not something promoted in our culture. We always have to be being entertained or looking busy, whether we actually are or not. Even if you're just sitting around, sometimes kind of trying to relax, you're on your phone being entertained by something. One of our preachers and elders here at the Mount Vernon Church of Christ, Jared Hammond, preached a lesson this past week on deepening your prayer life. One of his points was to slow down and give time to prayer. His sub-points were stop shuffling your feet and be still. And he referenced Psalm 23:2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. be still. In Mark 4:39, Jesus rebukes the wind and says, peace, be still. His next point was seek a place of solitude and pointed out Jesus frequently removed himself to pray. While these are great ideas for your prayer life, they're also great ideas for your everyday health. Allow yourself some downtime. Watch your favorite show, read a book, take a nap, talk to a loved one, do a hobby you enjoy. While I know it seems the Proverbs 31 woman doesn't stop, we have to remember she is a model or an idea. It's okay to rest, to recharge, to veg now and then. This will often make you better at your job or even give you that strength you need to finish your job at the end of the day. I pointed out before in other lessons that we've been taught an idle mind is the devil's playground. But I would argue a busy mind can be just as dangerous. If he can keep us so caught up in our busy lives, he can help us to be too distracted to keeping guard. If you are constantly running from point A to point B and chasing yourself and your family back and forth, you're going to get sloppy, you're going to drop the ball, and you're going to burn out. Get off the merry-go-round, slow down, look around, and don't drown. Like every other aspect of our Christianity, we must find balance. We need to not be lazy, but not be too busy. But that seems easy enough, right? Take time often to view your schedule and be honest about what areas you need to improve in and what areas you need to pull back from in order to do your job effectively and prevent yourself from dangerous salvation-ending fatigue. Read over Proverbs 31 often and be encouraged and challenged by all this woman accomplishes and let it drive you forward to being a better lady of your home. Thank you for joining me, and hopefully next time we will look at some of these verses more in detail, starting in verse 13. Hope you have a great day.